many small businesses are trying to run what they call quote unquote ad through their Facebook page or through their Instagram account where they're clicking like promote this post or boost this post. That is not the same as actually setting up an ad.
Sip, create, repeat. A podcast providing marketing strategies you can consume over a cup of coffee.
Welcome back to another episode of Sip, Create, Repeat. Today, we're going to be talking to you guys about the five things you need to do before running Facebook ads. So we're going to, you know, break that all down for you. But before we get into it, we want to just, you know, tell you a little about what's happening in the marketing world and give you some marketing news. So, Alicia, what's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, on the sort of e-commerce selling stuff vibe, Google's got some interesting things happening in terms of helping to expand e-commerce. They're bringing free retail listings to Google searches. So that's pretty interesting. It's letting brands and retailers show product listings in search results for free, amazing, instead of requiring them to pay for sponsored listings. This is a big, big deal, right? Especially for small business owners trying to spread their wares and such on the internet. So in a product information panel that shows pictures of a product, a list of retailers that it'll show you who's selling it, the price and shipping information, along with that also helpful link to get you to actually their website and actually buy it. So shopping ads will continue to appear separately at the top of search results, as they always have. And, you know, that's still giving marketers a way to stand out amongst the search results. So listen, you'll still get that chance to be featured. It'll just also give you a chance. So if you don't have that mega, you know, ads budget that would make it optimal to run Google ads, you know, it's kind of given us little guys that sort of like, here's a little something to work with. So that's a pretty big deal for the small business community, especially.
Yeah. And kind of piggybacking off of, you know, like, shopping. Facebook just did a survey where they released data about different shopping behaviors. And some of the things they mentioned were that 55% of online shoppers that were surveyed said that they buy products that they come across while browsing. So I think kind of what Alicia just told us is going to be huge for like the online shopping market. Seeing more small businesses, you know, maybe not those big ads come up in your Google searches will kind of change the game. And then along with that, shoppers in the US are 2.6 times more likely to share their data if the company makes them aware of personalized benefits. So this kind of relates back to something we just talked about in a previous podcast episode of, you know, offers and when you should be running your offers or your discounts or your sales. And people are more likely to tell you about themselves if they have, you know, a benefit going along with it. So that's something to keep in mind when you're thinking about the types of offers you should be running. And, you know, last but not least in the marketing world, Google has just announced that they will be postponing the blocking of third-party cookies by 2 years. So they had just made this huge announcement saying, you know, these third-party cookies, especially on Chrome, are all going to be blocked. And they just came out and said, you know what, we need more time to listen. It sounds like they're getting a lot of negative feedback and they're kind of realizing that they can't just move in this direction. So yeah, they said 2 years and people are expecting that it will actually be longer than that for this to actually start happening. But it's kind of great that they're realizing, you know, we got to listen to some feedback and we got to, you know, change what we're doing for the better, I think.
Apple, take note.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so happy that Google decided to delay this a little bit. There was so much like misinformation that was out there about what they were going to replace it with and how it was going to work. They were talking about putting like people in buckets, basically, is how they kind of refer to it. And these, you could target like the entire bucket, but you obviously are going to have some like weird targeting issues. And back to Julia's point about 2.6x more likely to share their data if the company makes them aware of personalized benefits, that goes back, you know, talking about the adoption rate of the app tracking transparency and people sharing their information with Apple to pass it along to advertisers. A lot of advertisers are popping up messages that say stuff like, hey, if you allow us to, if you share your data with us, here are the personalized benefits that you'll get from that, right? And that's how they're getting people to click that. But the rate is still awful. It's like 15%. So we still need more people to, you know, click that allow tracking for us to be able to have really specific and detailed in what feels like personal ads versus these really wide ranging ads. So with that, let's talk about five things to do before you start running Facebook ads. So Pat, let's talk about point number one.
Yeah, I think, you know, right off the bat, before you start running Facebook ads, you need to understand the audience. Who are you going to be running these to? Who are they? What are they? What are their online habits? You know, what messaging do they respond to? What, like, in respect to what type of product do you have? Is the tone that you're going to be targeting them with match what you're selling? Because that's huge. And then, you know, testing what kind of creative they're going to respond to, you know. Or you may have a really good understanding of exactly who they are, maybe where they're looking, but you may say this is the exact image or something they're going to respond to, and then it just doesn't. So being able to test a bunch of different things that fit maybe, you know, who that online audience is, that's going to be the key right off the bat.
Yeah, and you can do some of that testing with organic social media, right? We see it with some of the clients that we manage. We post one image that we think is going to be a home run, and it flops. We post another image that is at the, you know, same day of the week and same time, and it takes off like a rocket for some reason. So you could do some of that on the organic social side as well. So step number two, create an account with Facebook Ads Manager. I know that seems silly, but so many small businesses are trying to run what they call quote unquote ads through their Facebook page or through their Instagram account, where they're clicking like promote this post or boost this post. That is not the same as actually setting up an ad. The targeting options are different. All of the options are different. Your budget will go much further if you actually set up Facebook Ads Manager. So take some, Facebook offers what's called Facebook Blueprint classes. They are free online courses that help show you the ropes of some of this stuff. So they have some that are specific to Facebook Ads Manager as well. And then the other thing I would say is just make sure that your account is linked from your Facebook business account and your Instagram account if you have both. That way, when you run ads, you can run them on Facebook and Instagram, Facebook only or Instagram only. So you have some of that control over that as well. Moving on to step number three, prepare your website. Way too often, people are not realizing that maybe their ads are performing poorly because their website isn't ready for it. So what we do is anytime we launch a website or anytime we do an audit of a company, we make sure that they have at least a Facebook pixel installed right away or as early as possible. It could be years before you start running ads. We still suggest that you put a pixel on your site. That allows Facebook to start to gather some data. Obviously, since iOS 14.5, that has reduced a little bit, but it still gives you valuable insights to work with when you're starting to set things up. If you are an app creator, if you currently have an app, then you need to be running the Facebook SDK. That allows for a lot more clarity on things like in-app purchases, stuff like that. And then one of the other big things is checking your load times in your site. So while you're working on your website and getting it ready, if it's slow, if it takes forever to load, then you need to work on getting your images smaller, or there's a million different ways that you can get your website to load a little bit faster. But slow load times will lead to less conversions on your website. And it's a lot of times that comes down to hosts, or that comes down to loading, you know, too many images or whatever. But yeah, those are some ways that you can prep your website to get ready to run Facebook ads.
Yeah, no one's going to convert on a slow moving website, that's for sure. So, number four, you know, you have to set your monthly budget, right? And this is twofold. First off, you need to kind of have the same mindset you might be if you're willing to gamble with something, right? Like, this is what I'm willing to lose and hope I get a return, right? So you're going to set it and then just say, like, it's not going to be an instant win overnight, right? You have to build to it. And you also need to keep in mind that it doesn't necessarily need to be a huge budget. In fact, Facebook will probably ding you for that or not even allow you. Like, you don't want to just jump in and say, I'm going to throw a ton of money at something and expect to see a bunch of results. Start with a smaller budget. Get a month or two or three under your belt with a smaller budget, learning about the audience, seeing what they respond to, and then gradually tick up and what you can, expand that budget. It's going to A, maximize your budget more, and then B, you know, get you a better return. You know, it's going to spend smarter, and then it's going to be spending to the right people so that you're actually going to get a better ROI on things.
It's amazing in the sense of all the things that have to be done for a Facebook ad before you actually start seeing the ad in your feed, right? So step five is really considering how, what, when, where, why around that high quality copy and creative that will actually be the ad, right? So we are always working towards stopping the scroll. We are on these things all day and our thumbs are just woo, woo, woo. What's going to get your users' attention to make them stop and actually look at your ad, read your ad? So we always go with copy and creative in that, in those two areas. So copy matters. You need to tell your audience what you want them to do. Do you want them to save 10%? Do you want them to buy now? Do you want them to read more? You really want to think about that call to action and make sure it's clear in the ad and also inspiring to get them to click. Other side of that is the creative, the actual visual. What are they looking at? And we have said this time and again on this podcast is that great photography will make or break your content. So remember, listen, you know, these beautiful phones have amazing cameras these days. They will do great work. If you feel sassy enough, get yourself a really nice camera, start to learn how to use that. Or, you know, there's a lot of great photographers in your area. Some are super professional and have been doing it for years, and you can hire them for really amazing product shots. Or there are some hobby photographers that are just as good, but they may have a full-time job elsewhere. So depending on your needs, there's so many different ways to get that visual creative that will catch their attention, tell your story, and also get that click and hopefully get that sale in the long run.
Yeah, so as always, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to the podcast, Sip, Create, Repeat, and follow us on social media at Hey It's Handshake. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon.